It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. This week, the Supreme Court heard arguments on if the action by the Trump administration to end the DACA program was legally justified. With the future of around 700,000 DACA recipients uncertain, the U.S. House passed the American Dream and Promise Act, which aims to offer legal status for dreamers. New Mexico Congressman Ben Ray Lujan talked with me about the legislation that the Senate has yet to take up.
The importance of us passing the Dream and Promise Act is to make sure that we're opening this up to everyone that's eligible. In New Mexico alone, Anthony, to put into perspective, there's 17,000 dreamers is what's estimated, of about which only 5,800 are eligible. Because many people did not submit their eligibility by the first deadline that was established. And again, under the threat of President Donald Trump, he's been discouraging more people from coming forward. And so you amplify that across America, where today there's upwards of over 800,000 up to a million dreamers that are eligible across the United States of America. And that the decision by President Donald Trump has jeopardized each and every one of them and all of their families.
How do you feel that this could impact the economy if around 700,000 people were no longer eligible to legally work in the United States?
Well, dreamers contribute upwards of $1.6 billion in taxes, in federal taxes every year, about the same amount with state taxes across the United States. They're responsible for over $40 billion in GDP. These are our teachers, our educators, our first responders. They are entrepreneurs. It would be devastating to the U.S. economy when you talk about a million people and their families that would then be deported.
Congressman Lujan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Anthony.
Now let's go to a local viewpoint. A newly elected Las Cruces Public Schools board member suggested children should take a test to be able to enter kindergarten. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts.
One of the two incoming members of the Las Cruces School Board believes we should have an entrance exam for kindergartners, and only those who pass should be let in. I believe there should be requirements for children entering kindergarten, Carol Lynn Cooper said during an on-air forum on KTAL-LP Community Radio in September. It puts the responsibility on parents, she said. I mean, if we say 5 years from now students must come to school being able to read with certain skills that they probably get best from their parents, the point is they would really be ready for school. And so when a kindergarten teacher is working with these students, they're really ready for what she has to give and develop. Five-year-olds who flunk the entrance exam would be sent to a different school, where they would be groomed for a life of service industry work and government assistance. So much for public education being the great equalizer. And, just in case it wasn't clear from the above quote, Cooper believes that it's entirely up to their parents to get their kids ready for the high-stakes test at 5 years old that will determine the fate for the rest of their lives. Early childhood education programs run by the government are an intrusion into what should be a family matter. That takes the load off of parents to be parents, she said. The very idea that there's going to be a safety net, I think, gives the wrong message, and we desperately need parents to be parents. Desperate is an interesting choice of words when we're talking about parents in our community who may not have the time and resources that she does. I agree with the practices that Cooper's trying to promote. Of course parents should read to their kids and play learning games with them at a young age, and the school district should do all it can to encourage that. But, for a myriad of reasons, there will always be parents who fall short in addressing those responsibilities. It is the children of those parents who are most in need of public schools. The idea that we would weed out kids and only take the best and brightest is the model for private education, not public education. And I'll admit, it does make the jobs a whole lot easier for the adults who are in charge. But school isn't about the adults, it's about the kids. All of them. Even the ones who are starting a little bit behind. Every August, high school graduation ceremonies are held for thousands of local students who are completing their public education. Each of those graduates had their own unique journey, and many of them came to school unprepared at the start, but they were helped along the way by a teacher who was able to develop their unique talents. Cooper won in a four-way race where no candidate got more than 29% of the vote and no candidate got less than 20%. She won with just 28.6% of the vote, beating incumbent Ed Frank, who was likely hurt by his support for former Superintendent Greg Ewing and the board's handling of Columbia Elementary School. If ever there was an argument for ranked choice voting, this would be it. Cooper was able to stand out because her views were more extreme than those of her opponents. But as a resident who lives in that district, I don't think her positions align with the majority of those she will now represent. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Well, Rubel's columns can be found at our website, krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.